1027, 1035 WICY, your feel-good favorites from the 80s and more. And right around 940, we do a little bit called Inside the Community. And it's so fun because we speak with so many different people, businesses. And today, a guy named Elijah Winfrey, who just made a movie. Isn't that right, Elijah?
Yes, it is. And thank you so much for the opportunity.
Let's talk about, you know, first of all, decision to make a movie. We'll get into what it's all about in a little bit. Where does your film experience come into play?
So I'm just a big movie buff, and I've always enjoyed movies, and I actually started writing this film back in 2014, and here in just a couple of days we'll be releasing it, so I'm very excited.
Yeah, the film is called Billy Badass, right?
Yes, it's technically called Ballad of Billy Badass, but Billy Badass is okay too.
Little over 2 hours, we have here that it was filmed in four main towns: Messina, Brushton, Norfolk, and Winthrop. Obviously, you're from Messina, so I could see there. But those other towns, did they have specific imagery or scenery that you wanted?
Yes, it did. So our story is kind of one that takes place in a makeshift mega city. So we wanted to make sure we had different looks in the film. And actually, for one of our locations, we used an abandoned school, and that was at Norfolk. So it was really cool because you still have the old hallways from when the kids used to go there, and all the different rooms. So, you know, when you're watching the movie, you don't really realize that, hey, this is all the same building, just because of all the different colors and paint and all that type of stuff.
Sure. So we're going to get into, you know, who helped you with this thing, because I know for almost a fact you couldn't do it all alone.
Right, for sure.
Little test here. In under 30 seconds or so, give us what this movie's all about.
So this movie is about the downfall of 2020. Again, I wrote it back in 2014, so I didn't know everything that was going to happen last year, obviously.
Right.
But basically, the American people rise up against the government, and they take down the government. And while the government is no longer in charge of the United States, organized crime kind of makes its way in to take over. And so everybody migrates to this one makeshift city, and there are four mob bosses who take control over this city, and each of them has their own turf. Our main character, Billy Badass, is trying to make a better life for himself and his people in his district, and the only way he can do that is to kill all the other mob bosses.
Wow, craziness going on right there. But it's the beauty of the storyline. Was this something you kind of sat and just made up in one day as far as the storyline itself?
I'm going to say yes, but like I said, I've been kind of refining it over the last 6 years, and obviously without this team, I would not have been able to make it come to life. So
yeah, well, first of all, you know, how many people does it take to make a movie, and who's involved here?
So we have about 20 people that were involved in the making of this. And obviously, I know I can't list everybody's names, but just a couple of main points. Patrick Burnett, who's from Messina, he plays Billy Badass. And I appreciate him because he had to dye his hair and, you know, make sure that he was in shape for this thing. It was really a tough task. We also have Cody Dennis, who's from the Norfolk area. He plays Billy's brother in the movie, Axel. I play a mobster myself by the name of Johnny Love. We also were able to recruit some professional actors, one of them being R.W. Martin from Vermont. He's been in the business for 35 years, and he joined this product or this project as Gideon Chase, who is like the second in command, so to speak. So he plays a villain in this movie, and he's a lot of fun to work with, and he did a really good job on this thing. And again, we have a lot of local people who I can't mention everybody, but I'm very appreciative because, again, without them, it never would have come to fruition. So I'm very appreciative.
Yeah, Elijah Winfrey with us inside the community here, and it's a special one. We got Ballad of Billy Badass, a movie that, here we go, it's going to be released March 19th, and I think the main site for people is to go to facebook.com/Billy Badass Movie, right?
Correct. Obviously it can get kind of confusing when you're trying to direct people to five different websites. So I figured just go to the Facebook page, and we will post the link to buy it there. It's $7.99, and we're not trying to rob anybody. We're not trying to charge anybody an outrageous amount. But this is a movie that had a lot of hard work that went into it, and it's also the first of hopefully many movies. Not in the same storyline, but just in general, many more movies to be made. So any money we do make from this film will go into our next film. So I'm hoping the North Country will support it.
So you're saying already right here on WICY, there probably won't be a sequel to this, or we're not sure?
We're not sure. Like I said, I've got like five different scripts that I'm currently writing. But again, you know, we're trying to, you know, make as many interesting stories as we can and hopefully make them all right here in the Seward Valley.
Messina local Elijah Winfrey with us. And Elijah, thank you so much for stopping by here and talking about this. We're looking forward to, first of all, checking out the movie and seeing what other projects you have in the future. You said, you know, you talked product before. You meant project, but trust me, this project sounds like quite the product. So congratulations.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
1027-1035-WICY. Again, facebook.com/BillyBadassMovie. The 19th of March, it is out. We're looking forward to it right here with your feel-good favorites from the 80s and more inside the community.